Hi, my name is Nobuko, and you're listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org. Have a good listening. Bye. Or maybe I shouldn't have said bye.
Oh, bye. Hi, I'm Jenna, the coordinator of the Transitional Employment Program at Up House. I'm going to ask my friend Salim about the Transitional Employment Program. Hey, Salim.
Hi, Jenna.
I was wondering, what is transitional employment?
It's good that you ask. Transitional employment is Up House's brand new employment program for members who want to work in community-based, mainstream employment positions in Montreal. The transitional employment program is designed to remove obstacles to employment by providing ongoing individualized support and full absence coverage so that members can have success on the job. Employment positions are at the employer's place of work, and members are fully trained and supported by Up House staff.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me a little about the history of the transitional employment program?
Well, transitional employment has been adopted by other clubhouses across Canada and the United States for its effectiveness in promoting work and recovery for people living with mental health challenges. Due to previous social benefit legislation in Quebec, people were unable to earn a fair wage. Up House was therefore reluctant and unable to start a program that was designed to increase members' access to mainstream employment. But since 2022, new legislation in the province allows certain social benefit recipients to earn much more than they could in previous times. Up House also received additional funding to hire new staff to help create the program. These changes moved Up House closer towards the development of a transitional employment program. Since then, the Up House community has been working hard to build networks in the community and create a solid and sustainable transitional employment program. Now I'll be asking Rosalyn. Hello, Rosalyn.
Hello.
What would a good fair wage job in the community mean to you?
It would mean that I would be able to give back to the community and be helping in a more constructive way to make a difference that could be felt by many, and it would also allow me the opportunity to gain working skills that I presently am a little bit lacking in, and it would also allow me to put money aside for my time as I get older, where I think I might need to have more money available to me just for maybe basic living, and then before that time, extra money to do things that I sort of save money for now, like going for personal counseling and possibly like making a committed effort to do one special outing by myself or with friends, and maybe spend a bit more time doing creative things that I enjoy, like seeing theater or things like that, which now I still do, but I save for. So I think those are a few things in a nutshell, and it would also allow me greater options to make decisions on how and what I buy and when and how I buy them.
Well, the average life of a hardworking person with a wage.
Yes.
But yes, a very, very recognizable dreams and goals had to be had there. Thank you very much for your answer, Rosalyn.
Thank you for allowing me to share.
No problem. Recently, we had a conversation with members of the Capitol Clubhouse in Augusta, Maine, about their transitional employment program. Enjoy the interview.
Hi, my name is Ron, and this is Celine, and we have Simon over here, and we're coming from the Montreal Clubhouse, which is part of an international association of clubhouses. And we've been in the active process of starting a transitional voluntary and employment program. And we'd like to know, first of all, a little bit about your clubhouse.
Yeah, sure. So, Jason, you want to tell us a little bit about Capitol?
Right. As of right now, we've been accredited for 25 years, if not more. And we actually started with another clubhouse, which is maybe about 45 minutes away from where we are. So a lot of our members joined that clubhouse, then we became our own individual clubhouses. Mm-hmm. But we still have the same auspice agency that covers our clubhouses and others in this area. So we're basically the younger sister of the first clubhouse in Maine. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, we'd like to thank you for agreeing to participate in our discussion. And how many transitional employment and voluntary positions do you have?
Yeah, we have roughly 9 independent transitional employment sites. We have one of which is seasonal, but most are 6 to 9 months with a companies out in the community. We work with Old Navy, TJ Maxx, a food production company called Wicked Whoopies or Ismax Snacks. And we also work with a state board of medicine. And we are getting a new site coming up as a clerical position in the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, thank you very much. I think Celine has a question now.
All right. Welcome to Radio Up, gentlemen. The first question of this interview is, what type of work do you do?
So I work for TJ Maxx as a cleaner and also a production, retail processing. And we also have clerical, like you heard a little bit before. What I do in my job is just shipping out this, putting the stuff out on the floor, cleaning the whole store, and just tagging and getting everything done.
Jim, did you have any experience before the opportunity came to you?
I've had a couple years, about a year and a half with retail. I've had, and I worked for like Target and like Goodwill. I did another TE with Clubhouse with Goodwill, and that's how I got interested in retail. So that was another way, that I, knew I liked working with people. So not just working with people, but getting to know the customers, you know, and what they want in the job. And the job coach is helping with that too.
Well, did you do any training before you started the job?
It took about a week or maybe 2 days to get to know the training, what they wanted us to do at the job.
Yeah, I think just to kind of follow up with that, with the TEs, a lot of them really a lot of the training or kind of the work preparation, you know, especially from a job coaching perspective or a job coach and placement manager perspective is, you know, engagement in the clubhouse work order day, right? And kind of stamina and the skill set around that particular thing being demonstrated within the clubhouse. So I guess the clubhouse work order day is sort of the training, and then as far as the employment specific stuff goes, like what Jim needs to do at TJ Maxx, we learn right alongside him. Yeah. initially that way we can then coach more people that come in to that position as it continues. So the training is done right there in just like any other employee that would apply at that position would do. They would go through, you know, the orientation videos and the paperwork and all the, you know, company protocol stuff, culture stuff, and, you know, the things that you have to.
Yeah. Well, like the training we had to do, like there's like one or two trainings we had to do during that time period of 6 to 9 months, where like there's like training that you do for the job.
Well, the job itself is 6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
You don't do 6 to 9 months of training for a job.
No, that's what,
just to be specific.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
You're listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.
How long would you say that the training in both the clubhouse level and the on-site TJ Maxx, how many days would you say that training lasted before you really got the confidence and to work?
So if you'd like, I can just do a quick kind of perspective from like the I guess the staff or the job coach side, and then we can, and I'll give it over to one of these guys from, you know, well, I guess really it's like, it depends, right? Really, because job coaching support can really exist, you know, however much it needs to, really, because the supportive nature of TE is that you kind of jump in wherever you're needed. It might be that you were great for 6 months, but then, you know, 6 months in a day, you need some extra support. You get some extra support, right? But I think, you know, in general, I mean, it really depends on their on a person's skill and kind of when both parties are comfortable, right? When the employer's comfortable and the members are comfortable as well, to have less coaching necessity is kind of what we're going for. But Jason, what do you?
I was going to say, when I did my team, I had a job coach maybe 3 days, then I felt comfortable, so I didn't really need one. But like Chris said, they're always there in case somebody doesn't need it as backup. So if somebody feels comfortable right away, the job coaches back away, basically, and let them do it, then step in if they need it. Or the unique part about it, TE, I guess, is a job coach will cover for a person if they're sick for a day, so that person doesn't lose their job because of being sick or whatever.
Right.
So that's the good part, is the job coach will actually learn its position before it's filled. They'll go in and do the job and learn it. Then they come back with the member who shows interest in the job. They'll talk with them and tell them what they're going to do and show them what they need. So that's what the good part about the TE is, having the job coach learn the skills of what they need beforehand.
And while you only took 3 days, right, to feel confident, you know, some people might need 2 or 3 weeks, and, you know, it really varies. I think, you know, if you're being cookie cutter about it, I guess 2 weeks maybe is a good kind of amount of time. But it really depends, like, how technical is the, I mean, the job shouldn't be so technical that, like, you know, it's, you're, you know, overwhelmed or anything like that. But, you know, you want to make sure that it's, everybody's confident in their skills and that, and everybody's happy, right? You know, as long as the employer's happy and the member's happy, then we're, and everyone's happy.
Yep.
Because another good thing about it
takes.
Another good part about a TE is entry level. So,
yeah,
anybody can basically do it as long as they show interest and then willingness to work. That's all they really look for when they say TE, basically.
Did you feel prepared for the position after the training?
If I'm understanding the previous questions, it's we're training for that. You're asking if we're getting trained for that position before we get it, correct? Because it's mainly we work on things here that roughly equate to the position that we are getting at the site. For my instance, I work for the Board of Medicine as a mail clerk slash front-end associate, taking calls. So I worked the front end here at the clubhouse, as well as working in our unit that deals with a lot of the more clerical paperwork, like whether it's billing information or stuff like that. So getting those areas and fields to show the confidence level of it and applying for it to get into that field, and then taking the small bits of training once I get the position, you know, I feel confident after that.
Yeah, what's your support ongoing? Let's say you had a problem where you were working with a member of the staff come to where you were working and help you there? Or was support basically centered around the clubhouse? Was it on-site support as well?
Yes, it can be on-site support. A member can, staff can come in if you're having issues that day and kind of support you in something you might be having issues with. Like if you're still learning to work, but you might have, like for me, typing errors or like my hand being busted, you know, they could help me out with that and supports with that. Or if I'm dealing with, you know, issues with someone not working there, you know, that staff can come in and kind of mediate for us if need be.
So basically you thought the support was adequate.
Yeah, the support was adequate.
Right. This next question is kind of a two-parter here. So the first one is, what did you gain from your experience at work? And two, did the transitional employment program meet your expectations?
For me, it was knowing that, so I could to myself prove that I could work again, even though I hadn't worked for so long. It made me feel good about myself, showing that I don't have to rely on other people to do things for me. I can do it for myself. And then second part is, yeah, it exceeded expectations, honestly, because I thought I would never work again. But the staff had enough confidence enough to put me in that position to where I had the confidence to keep working on my own.
With my TE position, I kind of gained the knowledge of how to sort, you know, medical records, or at least records in general, being able to think of that process of how to sort through those things and make sure that everything was labeled correctly, understanding the differences between certain data that we would get there and taking that into another position that I actually am applying for right now, which is possibly working for a mail clerk position at like a different company. So like being able to take that knowledge and bring it into a new position really helped out.
Well, that, like, having it on your job history, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, like, it's there. It's on a resume. You did that work for the state. Like,
and a lot of places will, you know, kind of pick at that when they see that in the job searching field.
I learned a lot of things in the last TE. This TE I'm doing right now. It's just a lot of different things that I wouldn't have, like, thought that retail entails, from like unloading a truck to like getting the products out and ready to do. And then I feel like it's really second, it's really beneficial that we have, like, I think of it as like people believe in you and you can do it, no matter what it is. If you need a little help, that job coach is going to be there, because Chris is one of the job coaches I have. If I ever have like a issue, like we talked about before, like It's we talked about it and we talked to try to talk to the boss, but that's it.
So after listening to your experiences and all that, would you recommend this program to others?
Yes.
The program.
It sounds like you have a very good program in place, but can you see any possible improvements?
I mean, do you mind if I start on that one? What do you guys think?
Right. Yeah.
That's a thinker. That's always a thinker, right? It's always, because you can always improve, right? We're constantly iterating. If you think you're done and you think your program is perfect, then you're probably not correct. So definitely can improve. I think one thing that we, the members, like to see is just more diversity in the type of work that is available. Because I know that in trainings and some of, in talking with other clubhouses, you know, clubhouses can find a lot of work with a particular set of things, right? A series of custodial positions, right? But what if you really, really don't want to clean? Like you'd rather just not work, right? Some people really want something that's a little bit, you know, cleaning isn't fulfilling for them. Some people are happier than happy cleaning, and some people are not so happy. So I think trying to make sure that there is, you know, as diverse of a range of jobs to try as there would be for people just in general out there to try. Just try to make it so that people have the best chance at all the possible options for employment out there is kind of, I think, what we would strive for, and kind of based on some member feedback, at least from what I've heard.
I was going to say, I think just more variety of jobs that are available.
Yeah.
Or if a particular member shows interested in something, and if there's more than one person after that, maybe try to see if they can facilitate.
Do you also have a volunteer program in addition to the employed program?
Mm.
Actually, yes, we do, because all clubhouse members are volunteers, because we can put anything we do in the clubhouse on a resume, and it transfers to work, even though we don't get paid for it, because we're all volunteers.
So we get them on a technicality there. But as far as it being a standalone sort of focus, like a volunteering focus that's coordinated as such as TE, like in our employment units, we do not have that, right? But the volunteer nature is definitely very much a lifeblood of what we do here at Club. So
the last question is, it says, on the whole, are you satisfied with the experience? Each of you could answer it in any way you'd like.
I was, because like I said, I hadn't worked so long, and when the job coach chose me to work it, it showed them that, yeah, you work hard to get to where he wants to be. And then I showed my thankfulness for the opportunity by working hard at that position.
With mine, it was to kind of cement kind of what kind of career goal or career track I wanted to go on to, which was kind of being in more of a business, kind of office type environment. Because prior to doing that TE, I got some referrals to other positions for jobs out in the community, and they were kind of like independent employment positions, but they kind of fell through because there was a lot of miscommunication with the work, or it wasn't that type of work that I felt comfortable doing with my disabilities. But being able to be in a TE site where it's a more controlled environment, along with assistance from staff, has kind of helped guide me better in figuring out what strengths and weaknesses I have.
You've been listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.
Yeah, we really appreciate your input on this. And thank you very much. And hopefully our program will be half as good as yours.
We didn't get Jim. And also, we also didn't get what Jason's job was, if you wanted to.
Oh, I was working at a hospital in a district.
My experience, I've done a couple TEs with Clubhouse, but this recent one was really good. I've always had a passion for working with people, and not just that, like in a retail experience, like I did Goodwill and I liked it and I wanted to go on, and I was like, maybe I could try this TE. We were just opening it up, right, Chris?
Yeah, TJ Maxx is a new, not a new business by any means.
That's not,
yeah. But a new TE for us, yeah.
Yeah, new TE. So I was one of the first ones to do like the retail part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took on a little bit of cleaning because, you know, you're going to clean the whole place. But just knowing that I had the support behind me was the big thing. The big, big thing is like, if I have a problem at work, like you guys were talking before, or one of us were talking about it before, you could literally like talk to a job coach and they're like, okay, this is what you could do better, how you could make it better. And just knowing that you have that, I call it the safety net, with like helping, but like I wouldn't be the person I am today without the TE and all everything, and like I don't think I would know what to do without the training I get from the job coaches, but not just the job coaches, the jobs I've done for that.
Yeah, it really does seem like the hardest thing a lot of times, right, is always starting, right?
Yeah.
So all we can do here at Clubhouse is just try to encourage people to start, you know? And then they often find, hey, this is actually pretty awesome. I like this. And then they're great. But you just gotta take that first step. So we're constantly cheerleading, you know, that's just kind of the way that it goes and being supportive.
Is there anything any one of you would like to add that we haven't asked you?
Oh, geez.
Anything.
I can't think of it. I can't think of anything. I mean, I would say, you know, just be confident and because job developing, right, is very much like a lot like sales, right? So if you know, it's really going out and really working the network of people and talking with people and, you know, basically selling them on the idea of TE. You know, it's a pretty and that can seem a little nerve-wracking at time, but definitely get, you know, find your strength-based thing, job developing. Definitely get your good talkers in there. That would be, I guess, the only thing that I could leave you with for job development.
Make sure, again, we really appreciate your input on this.
Thank you.
Hopefully our program will be as good as yours. Yeah. And great program, and we don't have the same thing for ourselves.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're 20 years young, so I mean, it all comes in time.
Okay. One more thing. Just for the sake of presentation for the program, it'd be nice if you would say your names, and also if you're a member or coordinator, you can also add that at the end as well.
Oh, sure. Just for like the production side of things.
For the production side.
I hear you. Cool. So you can just go around the room and just say your name.
I'm Jason, I'm a member.
I'm Regan, I'm a member.
I'm Jim, and I'm a member.
And I am Chris, and I am a staff.
And so we'll also deal with each other too. So I'm Salim, I'm a member of UpHouse Montreal.
I'm Simon, I'm a member of UpHouse, and I would just like to thank Jason, Regan, and Jim again. We really appreciate you taking part in this meeting. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm Ron. And again, thank you very, very much.
He's also a member.
And I'm a member. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having us, guys. You were gracious guests and our hosts. We're the guests. You're the host. And yeah, thank you again for having us.
Hostess with the mostess.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have just listened to Radio Up members interviewing some members of Capital Clubhouse and our guests, Amin, about their transitional employment program. Thank you for listening and feel free to leave us a comment or ideas for our future podcasts.
Thanks for listening.
Until next time.